Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Barnes, top of the key. Vassell down low. Champagne and Johnson the other side. Ball to Barnes. Barnes will spin. Shoots over Butler. It's up and good. He hit it at the buzzer. The Spurs pile onto the floor and mob Harrison Barnes. The Spurs have beaten the Warriors in a game Golden State had to have. Harrison Barnes with an unbelievable shot. Jimmy Butler was all over him.
Wow.
6 of 9 for Harrison Barnes from beyond the arc. And the Chase Center crowd is shocked. People are murmuring, shaking their heads as they head up the aisles and head out into a Bay Area evening. And the Golden State season just got a lot more complicated. Warriors in Portland Friday, 6:30 the airtime, 7 o'clock the tip. The Warriors and the Trailblazers, and I've been saying must wins. Well, these are absolutely positively must wins. And the Warriors play Sunday against the Clippers in the season finale, regular season finale, 12 o'clock the airtime, 12:30 the tip. Golden State loses a crusher, 114-111 to the San Antonio Spurs, and it was our old friend Harrison Barnes, 20 points tonight. But the game-winning three, he was 6 of 9 beyond the arc. And you had mentioned earlier, Tom, it was the right corner. But this one was above the break, left wing. Jimmy Butler right there contesting the shot. Degree of difficulty off the charts. And he nailed it. Just nailed it.
He didn't shoot a lot tonight. But he was nails on the shots he shot. 6 for 9? 6 for 9 from three. He did not attempt a two-point shot all night. And I was trying to look up real quick what he shot last night in L.A. I want to say it was 6 for 8 from three. Like, he's been rolling from three, but, you know, the turnover at the end of the game hurt, but Draymond erased it, and then Butler gets the free throws. But I mentioned this. You get into these type of games, and again, variance comes into play because a 48-minute game, there's a reason why the Warriors are favored by 17 tonight, because they're a better team. But you get a close game, five-minute stretches, anybody can win a five-minute stretch against even good teams. Washington, Charlotte, doesn't matter. Utah, doesn't matter. Five-minute stretch, you can hit shots, and that's what they did. They hit shots. They hung in there. They stayed tough, and really their small lineup and their bench. Look at their bench. Keldon Johnson, plus 20. Champagne, plus 20. Mama Kalashvili, plus 10. Wesley, plus 14. Like, their bench was incredible. Like, their bench was really, really good.
You pointed out they're playing better without a center.
Yes. Well, I mean, Biombo was a minus 19 in the game you win by three.
Yeah.
So that means they were 22 points better than the Warriors when he was off the court. So they just moved the ball better. And they shot the threes. They didn't shoot them great tonight, but they shot them good, 18 for 46. That's just a tick under 40%, which is really, really good. And the Warriors, for whatever reason, in the second and fourth quarters, the shots just went a little south on them. And this game was a mirror image of the first half, where the Warriors outscored them by 9 in the first quarter. And then got outscored by 13 in the second. Well, they came out and outscored the Spurs by 16 in the third quarter to kind of reestablish themselves. And then the Spurs outscored them by 15. I mean, that's two nights in a row. I mentioned before the game they scored 39 points in the game last night, which they didn't quit. I thought they might. They're down 16 to the Clippers. They ended up losing, but only by 5. But they did put up 39 in the fourth quarter against the Clippers last night. Well, they roll a 38 spot on the Warriors tonight in the fourth quarter. And it's Greg Popovich isn't coaching this team, but it's still a Greg Popovich team. They're going to play hard. They have veterans on this team. And, you know, anytime Harrison Barnes plays against the Warriors, he'd like to have a nice night. And to hit that shot, I'm sure, it's just massive for him. And I like Harrison. I feel good for Harrison.
It just stinks
that it comes at the expense of the Warriors. But for him to have a moment like that, that was pretty cool. But you put yourself in those positions. And again, a lot of it wasn't, you know, just some missed shots. And sometimes you just have to give the other team some credit to be able to score those 38 points. They have to hit shots. I thought Castle had a nice fourth quarter, and, you know, his numbers aren't, you know, eye-popping, but, you know, 8 for 15. He had 3 rebounds, 5 assists, 21 points, and had a couple deflections. So,
well, Keldon Johnson had 2 steals.
Johnson was
fourth
big.
Quarter. He
was
huge.
Keldon Johnson was big, and he's the guy that coming off the bench. And he's a guy we didn't even mention when you start looking at the Spurs in the future, that he's a really nice piece. 8 for 17, 21 points plus 20, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, couple steals. He was really, really good. So, you know, it's the league. And I don't even need to tell people, hey, everybody's an NBA player, because these guys are pretty good NBA players.
Yeah.
Vassell's a good NBA player. Barnes is a pro. Paul's a pro. Castle's a stud. Keldon Johnson.
Even before they got De'Aaron Fox, this was a team that with Victor Wembanyama, people were thinking, hey, they're going to be a play-in team, maybe a playoff team.
Yep.
Right? They were going to be good this year.
Yep.
By the way, I wanted to point out one thing. You were mentioning about plus-minus with Biyombo.
Yep.
Since Jimmy Butler's arrived, the Warriors have basically solved the problem of the non-Curry minutes. They didn't tonight. Steph was a plus 13, which means they were a minus 16 when he was off the floor tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, he was the guy that was kind of getting it going offensively. 12 for 24, 5. I mean, it wasn't great from 3, but 5 for 14 from 3. But, you know, they just, again, it was more about they couldn't make shots. And I thought they had good shots. I mean, Moses Moody had some really good looks tonight, 3 for 11. Brandon Pajemski, who'd been tearing it up, and
absolutely,
he had some good looks tonight, 3 for 11. Buddy Hield, who I said had been kind of dialing it in, well, he was 4 for 10 from 3, but that was it. He was 4 for 13 overall. So, you know, you have three guys that you rely on for a few points here and there, and you're not getting a ton of production. But so, again, you have those nights, right? You have those nights where you have looks, and for whatever reason, they just don't go down. And then the Spurs have to earn it, which they absolutely did. Vassell was only 4 for 11, but three of them that I know of, if not four of them, I think three of them were in the third quarter. Barnes got his stuff going. Castle got it going. Keldon Johnson. So, again, give them credit. They hit the shots that they needed to hit down the stretch. They managed to claw themselves back into the game with about 5-6 minutes left, and then made it a 5-6 minute race. And they were the ones that came out on top by 3.
The Warriors are going to Portland tomorrow. Take on the Trailblazers. And that's a good team, too. That's a good team on the way up in the West, because we need more good teams in the West.
We need more good teams.
Yes.
Need more good teams.
You know, one of these years, the West is going to be like 1 through 15. Everybody's still alive in the last 2 weeks of the season.
Every team in the West has made the playoffs this year.
Yeah.
Against all odds.
Well, can you imagine if we had a imbalanced playoff setup? You know, the West would be crushing it the last few years.
Oh, absolutely. And for the foreseeable future as well.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
It's an arms race in the Western Conference.
Yeah, well, you got to keep on rolling, keep on getting it done.
All right. Will I see you on the plane tomorrow?
Keep a lookout for me.
Keep a lookout for you. Yeah.
I would say
I'll burn a candle.
Like a vigil?
Yes.
You got a vigil for me? I wouldn't go that far. But yeah, just probably maybe, I don't know, but playoffs.
Yeah, there you go.
I guess we got to get to the playoffs
first.
Because it could be play in. We'll see. Again, how many times have I said this over the last 4 or 5 days, even to my own family? Like, look, I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen. We got people in front of us, people behind us. They're really close in front. They're really close behind. It could be a 3. It could be a 8. Could anything in between. Don't be shocked by anything in between, because one little slip up, and now, if you're a Warrior fan, you're really, 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 really happy. The T-Wolves lost a 17-point lead, or 20-point lead going into the
24.
Was it 24 in the fourth?
Yes.
Oh, they must have scored the first 2 buckets of the quarter.
Yes.
Because that's about all they got. They got outscored 40-13 by the Bucks. I mean, my goodness, that was huge.
I had said on the air that at one point I said, well, the Warriors aren't getting help in Milwaukee tonight. And so I stopped following the game, and I get there late, and all of a sudden Milwaukee's like down by three. What?
You know, so did I.
Yeah.
Haley told me, she goes, oh, final, 110-103. I go, oh, Minnesota won by seven, huh? She goes, no, they lost by seven. I go, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
You said they were down 20. Because she's always keeping me up to date with the scores and who's doing this and what's going on. I was shocked. And this is going to be that score that people are going to be like, 114-111. Oh, Warriors held on to a close one, huh? No, they lost.
Yeah.
Like, people aren't going to – this one's going to take a little bit to resonate.
I think we should have her in the booth for a game.
Who's that?
Your daughter.
Oh, no, you don't want my daughter in the booth. She's – I mean, I love Haley.
Do we need a dump button?
But you get a
seven-second delay? Definitely need – you need about a 30-second delay with Haley. You need about a 30-second delay. Now, I'm going to tell you a story. So she's – so they're all watching the game last night. Or was it the – maybe it was the Rockets game. So she's down there watching the game, and Walker and Elisa and little baby Kai are over, and I think Weston's down there, and Lori's down there watching the game. And so she's flipping back and forth because she wants to see what's going on with the Laker game as well. So everyone's, you know, she's locked into the game, but everybody else is doing their own thing. So she flips it over to the, was it Laker game or Nuggets game? Really didn't matter. So everybody's like, hey, what are you doing? We're watching the – I thought we were watching the Warrior game. She goes, well, I want to see what's going on in Denver. I want to see what's going on here. She goes, well, you know, we're having a good time. Why? And I think she said, shut the bleep up. None of you guys care about this but me. I'm going to watch what I want to watch.
So, oh, that's awesome.
I think at that point they just said, all right, Haley's got the remote. We're gonna let her just decide what we watch. I mean,
step away from the remote.
That is fantastic.
You don't know how many times I get. I must get 10 texts a game.
Wow.
Because I always text her during the game, and she'll text me back, and she goes, "Are we really gonna do this?" And I'm like,
"Well, so, I don't even want to know what her text is tonight." So
it wasn't. It's not repeatable on the air. Let's put it that way.
No, yeah.
It was not PG. She was not super. Super thrilled. So, anyway, I told her, hey, just hang in there. What's going to happen is going to happen. And like I said, she's like Billy Bean. I think she'd rather walk around and not know the score but keep track of it on her app because she doesn't have to watch it because it's too stressful. Yeah. And then if we win, then she'll go back and watch it. But not during it. She gets I'll be watching the game with her downstairs. And she's like, okay, if they make the bucket here, I'm going upstairs. I'm leaving. You can watch it by yourself. I'm not going to watch it.
There
I'm like, Haley, just enjoy the grind with me.
Enjoy the
game, Dad,
more.
I hate the grind. I don't want the grind.
That's awesome.
Oh, it is incredible. She's something else.
The grind has two regular season
games. Yes, it does. Whew, man. And you know what? There's a bunch of possibilities still out there.
There's all kinds of possibilities. All kinds of possibilities.
I guess the only one that was closed tonight was we can't catch the Lakers now.
No, can't catch the Lakers.
Because now they got the tiebreaker and they're two games ahead.
Yeah, that's over.
And so
home court advantage in any first-round playoff series is gone.
Yep.
Now your only hope is to get to the playoffs.
Yep.
That's it.
Get 5-6.
Yep.
So, all right, we'll bring home a victory.
Your plus-minus was awful.
Oh, brother.
Oh, man. You know, one boat ride and you're done.
That's basically it. Oh, gosh.
Good job. We'll see you here Sunday, 12:30.
It's going to be it's going to be interesting when,
man,
we open the mics and get ready to talk on Sunday where everybody stands.
Exactly. It could be anywhere.
Because we might not know. We might not even know Sunday at 12:30 where everybody stands.
Because there's
– Everybody plays at the same time, right?
All the East teams play at 10.
Yep.
All the West teams play at 12:30. It's crazy. And there's no games on Saturday. So after Friday, you have a whole day to think about it. And then everything's on Sunday.
Oh, man. It's pretty fun, though.
I got to say.
Let's put it this way. I would have rather had a win tonight and it'd be a little less fun, but it's fun. I mean, this is what sports is all about, man, being able to grind it all the way for 82 games, enjoy the whole season, and you're getting your money's worth this year with the 2024-2025 NBA season and Golden State Warriors, no doubt about it.
All right, Tommy.
Safe travels, and I will see you Sunday.